This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 94 for Thursday, October 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, holding near the upper end of their three-month-long trading range. Canola up 40 cents to nearly $6, November up $4.50 at $927.30 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy oil futures provided underlying support, with bullish technical signals adding to the gains. Crude oil had started the day moving lower but was back trending higher, and that was also supportive for the vegetable oil markets in general. Canada's tight supply situation remained another bullish influence, although that has been factored into the futures for some time now. Strength in the Canadian dollar up about a quarter cent, and ideas canola is overpriced at current levels, did temper the advances. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans up 5 cents in the November contract at $12.47 per bushel. Soy oil led beans higher with broad strength in outside energy and equity markets, supportive for the grains and oilseeds in general. Weakness in the U.S. dollar was another supportive influence. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just over a million tons were down slightly from the previous week, but at the higher end of trade guesses. The USDA also announced additional flash sales of soybeans to Mexico this morning. Seasonal harvest pressure did temper the advances, positioning ahead of next week's monthly USDA supply-demand report also kept some caution in the market. Corn, it found spillover support from the gains in soybeans and turned higher in crude oil, the December contract up 2 cents at $5.34 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales beat expectations at about 1.25 million tons. The USDA announced additional sales of 314,000 tons to Mexico. Harvest pressure and positioning ahead of next week's USDA report did keep the gains in check, though. Wheat, meanwhile, ended mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat higher on the day, up 2.5 cents in December at 941.5, but the winter wheat's both lower. Kansas City down 4 cents in December at 741 per bushel. Chicago wheat also down 5 cents, but also at 741 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 333,000 tons were up on the week and in line with expectations. Mexico and South Korea were the major buyers. Average estimates ahead of next week's USDA report call for a slight downward revision to world wheat ending stocks, given production issues in a number of regions of the world, including Canada. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, October 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.